Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, January 13th, 2020. On Saturday, about 200 peace activists protested against a military escalation of the conflict between the United States and Iran. The demonstrators gathered near the American Embassy at the Brandenburg Gate. In an appeal, they called for a, quote, nonviolent and civil solution to the conflict. Among others, the German Peace Society, Pax Christi Germany, and the Naturfreunde of Germany had called for the protest. The German Peace Society suspects that the U.S. Air Force base in Ramstein was involved in the deadly drone attack on Iranian top general Soleimani. Peace Society activist Hermann Tyson told the German press agency that, quote, this is an act of war that must have originated on German soil. Otherwise, real-time control would have not been possible. Tyson therefore filed a criminal complaint with the General Prosecutor's Office. According to police, the protest at the Brandenburg Gate was without incident. A memorial service for Soleimani was held on Thursday evening in the Imam Riza Mosque in Neukölln, with nearly 100 people attending. About 50 people demonstrated against the event. Neukölln politicians criticized the, quote, funeral service for a terrorist. According to Police Chief Barbara Slovic, on average, 19 police officers are victims of violence in Berlin every day. In an interview with the German press agency, Slovic stated that such acts of violence against officials added up to almost 7,000 in 2019, a slight increase over the year before. In addition, her colleagues were repeatedly verbally insulted, threatened, and abused. The police chief continued that experiencing violence is stressful and that it's important to provide help to those targeted. Anyone who has had to experience something like this are supported, for example, by a hotline. In addition to direct psychosocial support, there's also help with insurance issues or the reporting of accidents on duty. Recently on New Year's Eve, aggressive groups of young men threw firecrackers at police officers, firefighters, and passersby. On Riegauerstrasse, officers have been attacked by left-wing extremist perpetrators for years. Also on May 1st, stones and bottles are regularly thrown at women and men in uniform. As reported by Berlin Briefing at the beginning of the year, the Berlin Police Union spokesman Benjamin Yenro sees a new dimension, quote, as far as the threshold of violence against officers is concerned. Since May of 2017, attacks on police officers, firefighters, and rescue services have been punished more severely. The criminal code provides for sentences of up to 5 years imprisonment for threats and physical attacks on public officials while on the job. According to Slovic, Berlin is incredibly demanding for her colleagues, and she added that they should be proud that they keep the city secure, and, quote, every day, over and over again, they defy crime and help those in need. The amount of data theft from ATMs in Berlin has dropped by two-thirds in the past year. The Frankfurt institution Ordo-Kartensysteme recorded 114 so-called skimming attacks in 2019, compared with 343 the year before. Nevertheless, Berlin was again the city with the highest number of attempted manipulations of ATMs in Germany. A total of 245 cases were counted in 2019, and in 2018, there were almost twice as many. Skimming is a technique where ATMs are manipulated in order to spy on card data and PIN codes of bank customers. According to security experts, criminals suspect a large number of foreign tourists in the capital. Often, their payment cards are not yet equipped with the latest security technology, and data from such cards can be more easily exploited by criminals. The damage caused by data theft at ATMs in Germany has dropped to a record low of a good 1.4 million euros last year, according to the report. A year earlier, the gross sum was still 1.44 million euros. Per experts, it's becoming increasingly difficult for criminals to turn spied-out card data and PIN codes into cash, thanks to modern security technology. Consumers in Germany who have become victims of skimming usually do not have to fear any financial disadvantage. As a rule, financial institutions will compensate for such damage, provided that customers have been careful with their bank card and PIN number. Between May and December of last year, police in Berlin carried out 295 operations against Klan crime. This was reported by Berlin's Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel, to the newspaper Welt am Sonntag. 77 of these were carried out in cooperation with other authorities, and Geisel said that 123 cars and two motorcycles were seized during operations. After several years of intensified measures against criminal members of clans of Arab origin, the Berlin police see success in their strategy. Per Police Chief Barbara Slovic, quote, "We have enough indications that there's definitely unrest, that we are disrupting business activities, and that those involved feel clearly disturbed." In November of 2018, the Senate had presented a 5-point plan against clans. Shortly before, numerous houses and apartments of suspected Klan members were raided and confiscated. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.